Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Belief Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we got a special edition Believe in Titans for you presented by Bet Online. Obviously not good news. Everyone's been paying attention. Denard and I wanted to wait to get together and talk about this until after the trade deadline, really have a better idea of what we could possibly expect moving forward. But if you haven't heard, Titans star running back Derrick Henry is going to be sidelined for a while after suffering what they call a Jones fracture in the win Sunday over the Indianapolis Colts. It was one of those moments where you didn't see like an all of a sudden like, oh man, that was the defining moment of where Derrick went down. He managed to play through on the injury, but as we have known, seeing the MRIs, that it is in fact something that required surgery. And at this point, he has already had surgery. And I'm seeing that I saw Diana Russini first report that surgery went well. So now Derrick is recovering. So now we wait. As far as the timeline on this injury, it remains to be seen. Some say 6 to 10 weeks. I am operating under the impression it will be towards the latter part of that, even if it falls within that 10-week period. But we shall see. No one has an answer on that and how long Derrick will be out. If you look at the schedule right now, if you follow the 8 weeks, which would be splitting that difference, you get us to the beginning of the new year, right before the playoffs would be getting set to start. Obviously, Titans fans are hopeful that Derrick will be able to come back at some point this season. But again, that remains to be seen. Obviously, the Titans, almost halfway through the season, you've been able to get through it primarily with your bell cow. Now the Titans are going to happen to be changing up some things, and they have done so by signing future Hall of Fame running back Adrian Peterson, AD all day. He's going to be joining the squad, currently on the practice squad, will be elevated soon. And then the Titans went back and got Deontay Foreman, who had spent some time with the team last year. He is being called back to the practice squad and will likely be on the active roster soon as well. So that leaves our running back situation looking at Jeremy McNichols currently on the roster, and then Adrian Peterson and likely Deontay Foreman at some point. D, obviously this is sad news as I bring you in here. What are your thoughts on first the injury and then just what the Titans have decided to do moving forward, because the trade deadline has passed and the Titans have decided not to find any trade partners?
Debo, first of all, I want to say, it is terrible news. Anytime any player gets hurt, especially a player of Derrick's caliber, you're talking about a young man who's basically running towards Canton, Ohio, with the resume that he has put together in 6 years in the National Football League. And it's terrible. It's unfortunate. But we talked about this in the summertime, that one of the things that you associate or you equate with the National Football League or college or high school, and it is inevitable, is injuries. And it is a part of the game. And I don't care. And I say this, you can work tirelessly throughout the offseason from April until training camp in July, you're still prone to injuries. It's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate part of the game. When you look at, you go through the National Football League, you see a lot of key players, you know, Christian McCaffrey, J.C. Horn. You saw Jameis Winston, you know, went down against Tampa Bay the other day with a torn ACL. Jair Alexander, who's one of the premier corners in the league for Green Bay, he's out for the season. So it's unfortunate. I wish Derrick the best. And I love what Mike Vrabel said, and he was very optimistic. And he said, if anybody can come back from this injury, probably before the season over, it's Derrick, because of the way that he takes care of himself and he's young and he heals, heals pretty fast. So again, we wish him a speedy recovery and we hope he gets well, not only for now, but in the future.
We do. One of the things with this surgery and where this injury is, there's not a lot of blood flow to that part of the foot, which often makes it take longer to recover. Again, I'm not going to speculate on when we're going to get him back. If I am the Titans, I am operating under the impression Derrick Henry will not be playing another snap this season. That is how you have to look at it. Now, I was curious what the Titans were going to do, because we know that there's not a player outside of the quarterback position that means more to their team than what Derrick Henry does to the Titans when you look at his offensive production. The biggest thing, Denard, and going back, we talked about it some on Sunday night, right after the Titans beat the Colts. it was Derek didn't exactly look like himself, and you obviously didn't get as good of a performance as you normally do when it comes to Derek. But the fact that he is back there makes defenses have to play this team completely different. Now that he is no longer there, how are defensive coordinators going to be scheming up to stop the Titans? And then how are the Titans going to counteract that? That remains to be seen, but that is kind of something we will definitely be watching as the next few weeks unfold. Some good news, Titans, I know it's relatively speaking, but compared to the rest of the NFL, have one of the easiest remaining schedules left. Now, obviously, you got NBC primetime against the Los Angeles Rams coming up this Sunday, which Denard and I will have an episode release on that Thursday morning, talking about that, trying to get a better idea of what the Titans are looking to do whenever you're trying to prepare for that. I will at least say, if you are looking for optimism, one of the things with a Mike Vrabel coach team that I tell you time and time again, when the odds are stacked against them, they somehow find a way to come out and perform well. So I know that's not exactly been the case without Derrick Henry, but if one team is going to have players step up and perform at a high level, I think this team will find a way to come through and surprise a lot of people. When you do look at it, Denard, this team had Super Bowl aspirations. This team still does, but when you're looking at it from an outsider or a fan perspective, those chances definitely took a hit after this most recent news. What do you have to say for the fans that are starting to get a little, this was looking like it's the year, but I don't know, and they're wavering at the moment?
I would tell the fans this, that one player doesn't make a team. I know you're trying to replace a player that makes up 80%, especially of your rushing yards. So that's pretty much your entire offense. But listen, you have to be optimistic in this league. You don't get a jersey with the number in this league just to be getting one, David. You earn it. That's why they call it the National Football League. It is a business. And I believe, and I've always taken this stance, even as a player and even as a fan, looking outside in now, is that you can't rely on one player making or breaking your season. What you have to do now is you have to take the mindset of, yes, we lost our marquee player. We lost our captain. We lost the king. Okay. But now it is an opportunity for a young man by the name of Jeremy McNichols to get his chance to show this league what he is about. Now, I love his play. I love this production because he is a dual threat kind of a running back. He can do it. He can do it on the edges. We saw him line up at receiver this year. Saw the game against Jacksonville where he has some key catches. And when he's been in at the running back position to spill Derek, he's been very productive. And you are bringing in AD. And let me tell the fans something this. I know, do not look at his age. Look at the fact that this man racked up nearly 15,000 yards and he's had an illustrious Hall of Fame career. But let me tell you something, Debo, and I'm going to tell our fans this. Be very glad that they signed Adrian Peterson, Debo. You know why? Because there's something that has eluded him over the course of what was his 14, 15 years in the league.
All I know is he was drafted in the year 2007. And after signing with the Titans, he is the only non-special teams player from that class to still be in the league.
So 14 seasons he's been in the National Football League out of Palestine, Texas, East Texas, by the way, and the University of Oklahoma. There's something that has eluded him. This is the reason that Adrian is still playing, Debo. He doesn't need any more motivation. You know what he needs? Something that's eluding him. It's a ring. So he is going to be pumped for this opportunity because he knows that my chances of winning a ring are very favorable this year, especially with a team right now like the Titans, who are 6-2. The season is not over. Let me just say this to our fans. The season is not over. What is going to happen now is you need more players to step up. Now we need Julio, those players, to start to get healthy. Now we're going to need guys like when Adrian gets in to be productive, because you're going to have a two-headed monster, and you're bringing in Deontay Foreman. You saw how productive he was last year. So again, just the season's not over. Think of it like this. Yes, it is a setback, but every setback this team has had to face this year, they have faced that challenge head on, and 9 times out of 10, they've come out on top. So I like this team chances still getting to a Super Bowl or at least competing for one.
Denard, you talk about this team and taking advantage of the opportunities they've had so far. Fortunately for the Titans, you're at 6-2. I know we talked about it last week, but if the playoffs start today, you're first in the AFC and you have the bye. I don't expect the Titans to stay there with this most recent news, but I still expect them to win the AFC South, and I expect them to be hosting a playoff game once that time gets here for the wild card round. Now, if you're the Titans, what you're going to have to do at the running back position is you're going to have to go running back by committee. Now, Adrian Peterson has been staying in shape, but again, he's 37 years old, or he's 36 going on 37 years old. And I know you said, Denard, not to look at that, but we're not going to expect him to come in and take the same amount of carries that Derrick Henry did. There's just a sense of time with that. The Titans have said they're going to approach it more from a running back by committee standpoint. I still expect to see Jeremy McNichols play the same role he has. You would see him in on third downs a lot of the time, even when Derrick was on the sidelines ready to go. It's just what this team wants to do. I was very interested to see how John Robinson wanted to approach this. Mike Vrabel briefly talked about it, but they're not changing their identity. They're not changing who they are. And Denard, you said people have to step up. They're definitely going to have to step up. I honestly thought the Titans, what they should have done was go out and try to get another receiver. Just because when you look at the current makeup of the receiver room, you haven't been able to rely on Julio being healthy and being out there. That's going to be more important now than it ever has been, just because teams are going to be able to hone in on A.J. Brown. And even though he's coming off a career high in receptions and in yards, he is going to have to continue to be able to step up, and you're going to have to do something to where teams just can't always double team him. Hopefully Adrian still has something in the tank. I really do hope he does. Denard, I went last year and I watched the Titans play the Lions in Nissan Stadium. I'll be honest, I forgot Adrian was on the field that day. He was not looking like the Adrian Peterson of the past. Now, I will also say it's the Lions, and Detroit's where dreams go to die. But
there you go. You contradict yourself. It was the Lions.
No, I'm talking myself into it, because if you look on the other side, and we'll talk more about this moving forward, Matthew Stafford was also on the opposing sideline. Yeah. And look at how well his career is going since getting out of Detroit and going and playing for the Rams, who are also battling for the number one seed on the opposite side of the NFL in the NFC. So the Titans got a chance. They're going to stick with it. I am curious to see what they want to do, but like you said, Denard, some guys are going to have to step up, because I've not seen much from Josh Reynolds this year. I like what I've seen from Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, but he's not playing at the level where that's a solid number two option whenever you don't have the running attack that the Titans have been relying on. The offensive line is going to have to do a hell of a lot better job for protecting Ryan Tannehill. We'll get into this later once we see the injury report, but I mean, if I'm Ryan after taking that shot late in before overtime last week, he's probably going to pop up on the injury list. The Titans have to have everyone step up and be accountable. The defense is going to have to play better, because they know that the offensive production is probably going to take a step back. That's just the way it is whenever you lose the best player in the NFL at his respective position, a guy who is going for another 2,000-yard season. So it relies on these players to recognize the moment, pray that Derek can get back, because I think if he can get back for the playoffs and he's full go, that'll be great. We'll continue to keep you updated as his recovery goes about. But right now, again, we're several hours after he got off the operating table. We don't know a whole lot other than it went well. And I'm sure, knowing Derrick Henry, he is going to try to get back on the field as soon as possible. But this is one of those injuries you don't want to risk him getting out there early and possibly re-aggravating the injury. He needs to make sure that he's taking care of himself to where he can come back just as strong and fast as he was prior to the injury. Denard, before we get out of here, sir, any closing thoughts? I know it sucks, but it is what it is, and this team's got to find a way to move forward.
I'm just going to say to all of our fans out there, do not tank it, okay? That the worst thing to do is to give up on a team when they haven't even played a game, let's say, without Derek. Listen, it is a brand new season. You look at it like this. You have 9 weeks to go. You're 6-2. You're first in the AFC South. You have a 3-game lead. Well, you talk about 4 with the tiebreaker. Everything that this team is trying to attain is right in the palm of their hands, Davey. They don't have to deviate from anything. I think John Robinson, I love Mike Vrabel. They're optimistic. They did the right thing. They went out and got a veteran, a proven veteran, who is a first ballot Hall of Fame soon to be. And he will give that position some depth. And what happens is you have 3 monsters instead of 1. So again, I love this move. I think it's going to be best for this team going forward. And listen, I wouldn't expect D-back, because this is not about the present. It's about the future. And the worst thing you can do is to come back on an injury to re-aggravate it, because that can set you back another year. So again, speedy recovery for Derek, and also to our fans, listen, stay behind this team. Don't give up on them.
Titans still, they've done the work to get to the point to where the Colts are going to have to struggle to catch up, and the Titans are really going to have to fall off of a cliff to really lose this division with where we're at right now. Pro Football Doc, David Chow, Dr. Chow did say that one of the things you do need to worry about is him coming back trying too quickly, because it could happen to the other foot as well, just since it is a stress fracture, just something to keep an eye on. But like I said, we'll keep you updated. We'll be back here soon talking Titans versus Rams, because they got a big matchup coming up. And the Rams, before the trade deadline, they shored up their defense by adding Von Miller. Still to be determined whether he's able to go, but that obviously is something to where now you're going to have to worry about another guy on the opposing side coming to take down Ryan Tannehill, who it's his team now. He is going to have to step up. He is going to have to put it all on his shoulders, because it lies with him at this point. He's the quarterback, and without Derek, I'm very interested to see how he plays. A lot of storylines to keep an eye on. We'll be here to break it all down. But hey, you've been listening to Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. We're presented by Bet Online. For Denard Walker, I'm Davey Hudson. We'll be back soon. Thank you, and as always, tighten up. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories: iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.